This is The Peaceful Corner, Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Peaceful Corner. I hope you guys are doing wonderful. And in this month where we're celebrating the martyrs, you know, the people who are persecuted for Christ and those who have died for Christ, you know, June 29th in 2 days is Martyrs Day. And Voice of the Martyrs has chosen to celebrate John Chu. I'm not really sure how to pronounce his last name, but I will find out. But I'm going to talk about him on that day because his story is very amazing. Maybe I've already talked about him. Maybe I have not. I don't know. I have to go listen to the last episode. Today I'm gonna be reading one of the posts on Voice of the Murdered USA's Instagram page, and it's on May 30th. They were remembering Watchman Nee. He died in prison in 1972. Watchman Nee was a unique, committed, controversial, and effective church planter, author, and evangelist in China. When Mao rose to power in China in 1949, Nee's leadership and zeal for the church made the government consider him an imperialist. He was imprisoned on a false charge and remained in prison until his death. God used Watchman Nee's work in China to create a system of underground churches that have survived and grown over the past 50 years. Many have come to know Christ through his ministry. Pray that more would come to know the truth of Jesus Christ through the underground church in China. And that's really amazing. Watchman Nee, you know, is one of the many people who have helped to bring the word of God to China. I think there was a time we even talked about how in China, they have cameras, you know, everywhere watching their citizens. There's no freedom. They don't allow them to read the Bible. They have to smuggle to get Bibles to them, you know. And Watchman Nee was part of the people who helped in, you know, making that possible. I want to read another one. It says, the Boxer Rebellion in China, a bloody response to what was initially an economic issue, turned into a massacre of Catholics, Orthodox, and Protestants. Apologies. Missionaries and ministries were beheaded. One English Baptist missionary, Mr. Fothering, was the first of 45 victims to be headed in the streets. You know, I mean, a lot of times when we talk about persecution, people are just like, oh yeah. You know, I don't think we really sit down to really understand the how gruesome and how much that is, you know, to be persecuted for Christ. And a lot of us take our Christianity as though it's nothing, you know, because we're free to read the Bible every day. We don't want to read the Bible. We have to push ourselves to read the Bible. Yeah, we do our daily devotion, but do we ever sit and read the word of God after that? You know, these people are fighting to know Christ, fighting. They want to know Christ. They know what true freedom is, but yet they're living in bondage, right? But in their heart, they're free. In their souls, they're free of everything, sin, lack, everything. They have so much joy being a child of God, regardless of what the country is going to do to them, regardless of whether they're going to go to prison or not, you know? I'm going to read one more. Anna Wang died twice. On the evening of June 11th, 1900, gangs of Boxers in Beijing, China, torched houses and seized Christians, demanding they disavow Christ. When Anne, a school teacher, refused, she was sliced with a sword and buried in a shallow grave. When mourns were heard from where she was buried, they exhumed her body and tortured her until her death. She died confessing Christ. You know, and this is just one of the many stories we're going to go over very soon. You know, like I said, we're going to go over the story of David Chu, you know, on the day that we celebrate the murders. But, you know, that's just very few of stories of people who have known Christ in different parts of the world, in China most especially, you know, and have died because of it, because of Christ. I guess, okay, and I said that was the last one, but let me read one more. I'm trying to go over the people in China, you know, so that tomorrow I can go over a different country. Because honestly, in China is one of the most worst, especially now. In China, they have to have a lot of underground churches because, like I said, they have a lot of cameras where they're watching them constantly, 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 constantly. They're being persecuted by the government in 2022, not in 1900s. It's illegal. It's illegal to even disciple anybody as a Christian that is younger than 18, right? Because you'll be charged, because that means you're doing bad business, So we must always pray for the people who are being persecuted because this is not small work. It's real work and it's hard work. To be in another country where you can't even preach Christ, right? And people want to know Christ, and people who do know Christ are being persecuted for it. But there's a crown and reward for them, and we thank God for God because He's a just God, In China, Pastor Li Zhongchai found favor with authorities as long as his congregation was part of the government's controlled church network. But after stating that only God can lead the church, he lost both of his church building and his freedom. He is now imprisoned in China for a sentence of 5.5 years. We should pray for Pastor Lee and his elderly mother, children, and grandchildren who are now in prison. I don't know. They're probably not released yet. Maybe, in the next 2 years or so. I said it's very touching, when you sit and think about the fact that people are getting persecuted every day, every day, every day. Just to know Christ. Just to know Christ. Just to know Christ. Whew. On April 30th in 2016, Pastor Han was murdered, right, by North Korean assassins. He was killed. Living in a town on the border of China and North Korea. The pastor and Mrs. Han unexpectedly had opportunities to preach to North Koreans who were crossing the border, sorry. The Hans would help meet tangible needs such as food and shelter while also teaching refugees about God. This led to Pastor Han's name being added to North Korean's hit list. And so when the Bible tells us to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, are we actually doing it? Are we helping our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted in for Christ? We seem to care about so many other things that, may not be as important, as getting the word of God to people who want it but can't access it. I've heard of stories of Christians in China who are memorizing the Bible, whole chapters, whole books of, not even chapters, whole books of the Bible, just so they can have the word of God in their heart. They go to prison, they write the book, they write the chapters on a piece of paper and memorize it that way. Because if they're caught with a Bible, they could be beaten, they could be killed, they could stay in prison longer. The same way we're fighting for things like abortion to end, we need to fight for persecution of Christians to end in other countries. Things can be done. And most of all, we should pray. We need to pray. Pray for all those who are being persecuted in other countries. Today, we've heard a few stories about people who are persecuted in China. And tomorrow, we're going to talk about another country. And we're going to celebrate our brothers and sisters who are still holding on to their faith in Christ and not letting go of the freedom that they have in Jesus Christ. We're going to continue praying for them. We're going to continue celebrating them. And one day we're going to meet them in heaven and we're going to rejoice, So yes, thank you all for joining us today. And if you would like to give your life to Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the only way, there's something that these people have received through the salvation in Jesus Christ. That's why they can't let go of it. That's why they are going to stay through the storm. They're going to stay through being persecuted and being killed and seeing their fellow brothers and sisters be killed, going to prison, right? And they're going to stay through it all and say they're not going to renounce Christ because there is freedom in Jesus Christ. There is eternal life in Jesus Christ. There is peace and joy. There is freedom. There is liberty. right? In Jesus Christ. Everything you could ever need in this life is in Christ Jesus. So if you'd like to give your life to Jesus, please repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I confess that I am a sinner and I repent. I ask you to come into my life, be the lover of my soul, be my everything and be my all in all. I declare you as Lord over my life. I believe in you. I believe in your second coming. In Jesus' name, amen. If you give your life to Christ today, heavens are rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. It is an amazing thing. Welcome to the beloved of God. And I encourage you to find a Bible, you know, a Bible, and start reading the Word of God. And you find so many beautiful things in there, right? Take opportunity of it. You have a Bible, you can get it on your phone. Some people can't do that, you know. So if you have a Bible, read it. Be intentional about it. God bless you all. See you tomorrow. Well, I hope you can join us again tomorrow. And bye-bye.